So
what's one thing that you see personally wrong with the environment, like that actually affects you tangibly?
I'll answer that in a way that may surprise you, and you can push me to be more specific if you like. But I see the biggest environmental problem that affects me, my family, and everyone around me is ignorance. We don't connect the dots in this country. Drive around here in Marin County, and we've got moms in their giant SUVs who would otherwise do anything in the world to protect their kids, not getting that by driving a vehicle that gets 15 miles per gallon and making the connections between their kids' asthma. We just don't see the impact of our choices, both as a nation, as consumers, as cities. And so that's my biggest frustration, and personally, that's what I most abhor, and that's what I'm trying to do with EcoTalk is, you know, help raise eco-consciousness, because this is not about saving the spotted owl, you know, saving the planet, that original, you know, well, the first environmental movement, I think, started with Rachel Carson, Silent Spring, and then, you know, we had the first Earth Day in 1970s, and then that didn't quite rally the slumbering masses. This one is about saving our quality of life. It's about saving, you know, clean air, clean water, food, and open spaces, not only for our kids, but their kids. We're supposed to look seven generations down the road when we make decisions. That's according to the Iroquois Indians. We're not even doing so well when it comes to the second generation. We don't quite acknowledge the problems. And as George Bush said, in connection with what he calls a crisis, Social Security, he was lambasting Congress. The day after Kyoto was signed, by the way, and the U.S. was missing in action, he was saying, talking about Social Security, where many say there's not a real crisis, in fact, Congress cannot address a problem till it recognizes it. You have to see it and acknowledge it before you can start to, you know, come up with solutions. And I'm saying global warming, climate change, hello. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. We have, you know, mercury in tuna fish so that I won't feed it to my daughter more than once every couple of weeks. You know, you can't trust what's coming out of your tap in the water. There's arsenic. And we have bottled water that many people thought was healthier, but guess what? The plastic, some of the chemical residue from plastics, especially if you leave a water bottle out in the sun, is not so healthy. But people aren't aware of this. Americans don't quite see what's at stake. Having said all this and sounding a little bit serious and gloom and doomy, we really try to you know, make our show, especially on Air America, fun, and we take the issue seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously, because if you just scare people and talk about the problems, you're not going to inspire, you know, anybody. You can inform, but if you don't also inspire and motivate people to take action, then it's not going to work. You know, Republicans, Democrats, blue states, green states, we're all in the same boat, so we better do more to, you know, keep it afloat. So one of our slogans is EcoTalk is greening both the red and blue states, you know, one show at a time, because that's the one thing we all have in common. You know, there's so much division right now politically, but that's the common denominator.
It sounds like being a mother has really affected your view of the environment.